You found us. Welcome to the Hull Minster Podcast, a church in the centre of Hull. Your place to worship, enjoy, explore and to belong. If you'd like more information in how you can get involved, visit our website at www.hullminster.org.
Lord, please would you take the poverty of my words and transform them by the riches of your grace, so that I may speak in your name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. News. There's an awful lot of it around at the moment, don't you think? News to the right of us, news to the left of us, news if you switch the telly on, news if you read the newspaper, it's everywhere. And I don't know about what you think, but I think most of it is pretty depressing and rather worrying. I don't want to be part of that bandwagon, but tonight I have news for you. And it's good news. It's true news, and it's life-changing news. You heard it, you got a preview of it in that first reading from the prophet Isaiah, the one who sees truly. And here is the news. God is great. God made you, and God has chosen you. That is old news. It's been news since the dawn of time, but it's new news because it is about you. It's about every one of us. God is great, he made you, and he's chosen you. And I'm delighted to be here tonight in the Minster to be with you, especially to be with those who tonight are taking a big step and making a serious choice. You have come here to be confirmed. And that word simply means to be made strong, to be confirmed. And because I'm generous like this, I've got more good news for you. God wants to give us all power and energy in the life of his Spirit. Because day by day, moment by moment, he gives to those of us who ask the gift of his Spirit. Now, that's not a spooky thing, and it's not just for special people. The Spirit of God, his power and energy, is helping us to be the full-scale human beings that he has made us to be. And to be a full-scale human being is to live like Jesus does. Now, I'll be honest with you, if I was left to my own devices, I wouldn't just make a very good job of living in the way that Jesus does, because I mess up. I get all sorts of things wrong. Ask Frank, he's been married to me for a lot of years, he would be able to testify to that. I need the power and the energy of God's Holy Spirit if I am going to change, if I'm going to become more like Jesus. Isaiah had that beautiful picture, didn't he? I don't know whether you picked it up in the reading, but Isaiah talks about the Spirit being like water poured out on dry ground. And we know what that's like, don't we? I've got a little pot of basil on my windowsill at the moment. And I obviously haven't been paying it attention and being nice to it, because I walked into the kitchen this morning and it had just gone shunk over the edge of the pot and was looking very pathetic. So I apologised to it and gave it a big drink of water. I poured water onto its dry ground. And by the time I got in after church this morning, it had perked up and it was green as green and looking tasty and wonderful. See what happens. If that was happened to my basil plant, imagine what happens when the Lord pours his Spirit on us like water. But this isn't just a special day for the seven of you who have come to say yes. You are saying publicly, as well as personally, that you want to be part of what Jesus is doing. That's why we're all here, so that we can join you. We can hear you say it. We can pray for you. We can say, thank God, there are more of us now to be living our faith publicly so that we can help to make the world more like the one that Jesus wants it to be. Another personal revelation. It's a very long time since I've been to a club or a festival where I got my hand stamped. I don't know whether that still happens because I'm old can be. But I, you know how it is. You get the stamp so you can go out and come in, and you definitely want to. But well, did you hear what Isaiah said? God had all the good ideas before we thought of them. Some will write on their hands. Write on their hands. The Lord's. They will. Some will write on their hands. The Lord's. Anybody like their handwriting on? I'm here, ready to write on your hand. The Lord's. Oh, come on, Dan. You'll have. It washes off. It needs daily renewal. Billy Joe? Billy Joe? Go on, yay. Billy Joe, yes. The Lord's. Great. Fantastic. Some will write on their hands the Lord's. Part of our saying, we want to belong. We know you're the greatest. We know you made us. We know you've chosen us. We are the Lord's people. And when that agreement is made, when we are saying, yes, I am the Lord's, what happens next? And that's what I'm interested in. And what I want to say to you this evening is this. Because I believe God says to you, because we've heard it in the scriptures, don't be afraid. I'm not talking about just being nervous about the service tonight. God says to you, you are mine. Don't be afraid, whatever comes our way. But he also says to us, be my witnesses. The Lord needs people in every place to be saying, yes, we are the Lord's. And we found the gift of God's love, and we want to share that with you. That's what it means to be a witness. And I believe that God is inviting each of us and us as communities to tune our lives with what Jesus says are the priorities. And we heard him spell out the priorities as he read from the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. Sent to bring good news to the poor, recovery of sight to the blind, liberation for those who are pressed down. You and I are called to be good news. So I'm not just telling you good news, I'm looking at good news. And as we go on together day by day, my prayer is that we will be refreshed and empowered by the Spirit so that we will be good news wherever we are. Amen.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed listening to one of our sermons. If you'd like to learn more about what we do, then follow us on social media or visit our website, www.holminster.org.